嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, and let's get ready to rumble!
Rumble 是什么意思啊？
It's fight.
哦、oh, 对，因为这个吵架打架呢在英语里真的有很多不同的说法，今天呢就跟大家分享一下不同的形容这个吵架的词啊。好，那我们先从大家熟悉的 fight 这个词说起吧。
Okay, well, fight can be a fight with words, or it can be a fight with your hands, your fists, or guns, or knives, or tanks.
对，所以这个词呢，它既可以是口头的，也可以是肢体的，对吧？
Right.
Verbal or physical.
Right.
所以就看 context, 如果是一个 verbal fight, 那就是 you're using your words. 所以还是要看具体的场景啊。那么 fight, 如果我说 oh, they're having a fight,、
mm.
Adam, 你第一反应是他们在吵架还是在打架？
It is a husband and wife, arguing.Yes, those, 100%.
就是你听到别人说 two people are having a fight, 你第一联想到的就是比如夫妻或者情侣之间吵架。
Right, because as you mentioned, I wouldn't really say like Brazil is having a fight with its whatever enemy.
不是，那如果是酒吧什么 you know, guys get into a fight.
Well, that's,
like,
you hit the nail on the head. People get into a fight.
Oh, 所以如果说 get into a fight, 基本上就是打架吗?
Well, it's in that bar situation, right? Like, I got into a fight last night. Or like, what's happening outside? Oh, two guys just got into a fight.
Oh, okay.
Or you mean, like, usually when we say, like, people are fighting,、it means that, like, you know, it's, again, the husband and wife, they're fighting.
对，然后像刘星和 Trish Regan 的那个，就像我说，我看到用 spat 这个词很多。
Yeah.
Spat 就是 verbal, 口头上的。
Right.
好，那其实讲到 fight 啊，还有一个常用的说法，一个短语就是一个人挑衅，然后他挑起一个架。
Oh yeah, those are the worst kind of people. Go around picking fights.
所以就是 to pick a fight.
Right.
然后他 pick 的这个 fight 是也可以是吵或者打吗？
Yeah, I mean, again, in that relationship, if I were a, like, a couples therapist, I might think like, hey, it's the husband that's always picking a fight here.
对，就主要看是谁在 doing the fighting 吧。如果你说是 couples,、mm-hmm. probably it's a verbal fight.、
Right.
如果 I hear two guys are fighting 或什么、
yeah.
I immediately think it's a physical fight.
Someone picks a fight, yeah. They're walking around, and I'm sure you guys or girls have seen this kind of person before. They walk around looking for someone to fight. And if you respond to them in a way that they are looking for, they will start a fight with you.
所以也可以说 they're looking for a fight.
Yeah.
哦、oh, ，和 pick a fight 差不多的意思啊。好，那接下来呢，我们要看的这一组词其实都是形容 verbal 口头上就是吵架，
okay.
因为这个在生活当中争执啊、吵架发生的频率比打架可能多一些吧。
Hope so. Anyway.
Me too. I hope so. 好，那我们第一个要看的词呢，就是算是比较正式的，然后也是可能大家熟悉的一个词 ，and it starts with an A.
Oh, is it Adam?
没有，是吵架。
Oh, right. It's something that Adam likes to do, which is argue.
To argue.
Right. So again, this could be a couple at home. They could be arguing. They could be...
你对 relationship 很没有信心是吧？你是说两个人在 fight, 在 argue?
They're arguing about things. But argue can also be like what a lawyer does.
对，就是 argue 它也可以是有道理的，或者工作当中两个人 they're arguing over something, 不一定是 you know, very nasty or personal, they could be arguing about work.
Right, exactly, exactly. Some of my best friends are people thatI can argue with. And it doesn't mean that I'm saying like, you're stupid, you're fat. you know, we just like, what does this mean? You know, let's have arguments about important things.
Right, having an intellectual argument.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 像刚刚你说有一些人就是他喜欢或者很善于 argue. Again, I think of a lawyer or 什么 debate team, the champion. 那种如果说一个人很 argumentative,
是
形容词是吧？好，那除了 argue 以外呢，接下来我们来看两个以 dis 开头的词。
Are you dissing me?
我就想到
you wanna fight?
No, 我说的是那个 D-I-S, 打打打。
Right, there are a lot of words that start with D-I-S that relate to this topic. One of them is disagree.
Disagree 我听起来是很 mild.
Yes.
I disagree with you.
I disagree.
不同意的。
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's really someone who is probably avoiding a fight.
Right, to disagree. 诶，说到 disagree, 有一个说法我想跟大家分享。We can disagree without being disagreeable.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. If a person is disagreeable, well, it's kind of like what you said before, argumentative,、mm. except an argumentative person...doesn't need to be a nasty person.
Doesn't need to be a jerk.
Doesn't need to be a jerk, exactly.
But being disagreeable, 就是你这个态度也不太好、
right.
然后啊、就是 negative 的。好，那另外一个以 D-I-S 开头的词呢是
Dispute.
Oh, dispute.
Dispute.
Dispute, 我想到的就是有什么争端。
嗯、mm-hmm.
然后 dispute 也是比较 formal, 比较正式的词吧。比如说 two companies, they can, you know, dispute over, I don't know, intellectual property rights.
Right, yeah. It tends to be more formal. There is another, I know you're gonna want to fight me for this,、huh? but there is another dispute that gets used a lot, which is domestic dispute.
就是又是夫妻间的。
But this is what the police would call it.
对。
So it's again...You know, a very formal、mm, phrase.
Okay. 好，那接下来的一个词呢，刚刚已经 mentioned 了一点，就是 debate.
Okay, so debate is an academic word. You have academic debates.
还有前面讲到 debate teams.
The debate team, right.
美国很多学校就有 debate teams, 我们中国一些学校也有。长大以后成为律师的人、
right.
很多人说小时候是 debate team 啊 ,debate champion 啊。
Right, right, exactly, exactly. It's funny because we use this word a lot in、daily speech as、mm. well to mean I'm thinking.
对
I'm debating Thai food or Indian food.
对我想到的例子也是其实你就在讲一个很小的事情就我在想到底吃什么 but yeah, we do use this word.
Right, I'm debating.、
好的刚刚看到的词呢是比较的书面接下来我们要看这几个词比较口语。
Okay, like quarrel, for example.
Oh, quarrel 其实是不是也比较书面 I don't know, I'm more British.
It's just a little bit more, I don't want to say it's out of date, but it makes me think about、like a lover's quarrel.
又来了。
But no, but this isn't a story. This is like a romantic lover's quarrel. Like,
什么意思啊、
They're fighting, but they're fighting because they love each other.
Oh, so 你说这个词就其实是比较老派的一个词、是吧
A little bit. Although you could be right about、the British aspect. This next word sounds super British, but、we do use it all the time because it's just kind of funny.
是什么词
Squabble.
Oh, 对这是 sounds very funny.
Yeah, squabble.
Squabble 是不是用名词比较多 Two people are having a squabble,
having
over,
a squabble
something.
Over something. Yeah,、mm-hmm. so、grandparents. I'm thinking about my grandparents. would always squabble over something or squabble about、the mailman. What day the mailman came? It was Tuesday. No, it was Wednesday.
其实你刚刚说到介词的搭配啊，好像我们今天分享这些词后面基本上都可以加 over,
over
是吧
？About or over？
About 或者 over、mm.。OK， 好，那哦、，speaking of 很口语的，接下来这个很口语，而且也是 couples。
Yeah， who fights？ You know， like this is bicker。
Yeah，
yeah， I like bicker. It really it's the exact same thing as squabble.Again, I think about my grandparents bickering over something.
Anyway. 而且这个不只是两个人 bickering, 就一个人也可以。比如说 the wife or the husband is、mm-hmm. bickering about...
Right, yeah. The other person could just be, you know, like very...not listening, just、or like watching sports or something.、Like, I don't care, right?
对对对
You're home late again. You don't do this.
My wife is bickering again. My husband is bickering.
My old bickering husband.
哎，这个和唠叨，你知道唠叨吧？
Mm-hmm.
有什么不同？
I don't know if I'd be able to say that、with certainty. I mean,、again, I'm just picturing an old person who is just fighting over nothing.Right, because before we were talking about like, you know, the credit card bills or something that's very, very important. Whereas like bickering, squabbling is just, they've just been together for 50 years. So they're arguing over everything.
所以这两个词经常就是两个人吵，但是都是一些很小鸡毛蒜皮的事情。
Yes, very, 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 very inconsequential things.
Okay, 那我们今天节目的最后呢，要分享几个以 F 打头的词。
Okay.
那第一个就是 feud.
Feud.
我看到这个词我就想到封建的 feudal society.
Feudal, yeah, exactly.
对，封建社会。但其实我们今天跟大家分享的是它作为动词和名词时候的一个意思。
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a word that we use a lot on game shows.
Right, family feud.
Family feud has been on for a long time. But again, this one, it also makes me think of Shakespeare, right?
对。
Romeo and Juliet.
发生在 feudal society 的故事。
They were feuding, right? The families are feuding.
或者 GOT, Game of Thrones, 里面这些不同的什么支派什么、mm. they're feuding.
They're all feuding.
对，反正我感觉用 feuding 的时候，就这两派都是还蛮 powerful, 挺有势力的。
Mm-hmm.
如果你是两个很inconsequential 的人就 oh yeah, that, this word is too,、
yeah.
too high level.
Right, so maybe going back to、what you were saying before about this Twitter exchange, maybe、mm. you could also say this is a feud if it continues.、Mm. Hopefully they find a way to...、
他们现在有一个 face off 啊，那其实不是 face off, they want to just talk it over to understand each other's perspective better.
Right, okay, so usually、when you're facing off, you're doing it face to face. Obviously, they're going to be not in the same room.
诶，所以要说的这个词就是 to face off or to face off with someone.
You can have a face off with someone,
right,
or you can face off with someone.
诶，是不是以前一个 Nicolas Cage 和
face off,
就 face off, 就两个人我感觉也是比较 powerful 的人，然后他们有一个 face off.
It was a cop and a bad guy.
对，是吧，像一个 final showdown 的感觉。
Right. Speaking of down, you can also face someone down.
和 face off 差不多吗？
Oh, no, because the goal is、here is you want to be the one that is up.
Oh.
You're, so you're making them, if you face someone down, you're making them like turn away first or blink first or、show、okay. that you are the stronger one.
Oh. 好，那我们今天所有分享这些词呢，当然吵架比较 negative 啦，我们都希望生活当中可以避免。但是无可避免的时候，或者 you know, if you're disagreeing without being disagreeable,、I think that's important.
That's great. Yeah, you can argue. You can, it helps you to clarify your thoughts.、Of course, you can disagree or you can debate with people. Try not to squabble and bicker.、Like, life is really too short for that.
Especially for couples.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you love your partner. They're, you know, they're wonderful. So are you.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。感谢大家的收听。如果你想把英语学得更好，别忘了试用一下开言的会员课程，因为它是非常有体系的一套课程，在不同的场景啊，不同的级别里都能手把手 step by step 的教你学英语。而且所有的课程都是由我们非常优秀而且非常有意思的外籍主播为大家讲解的，欢迎下载开言英语 APP 免费试用。 Alright guys, out of here, we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.